Jack Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment advice. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about your 2018 financial goals. Actually, we're going to talk about ours.
Let's see, what do I want in 2018?
And then we're going to see what yours are and how we actually calculate, how I literally every year calculate what our goals are and how we accomplish it.
What's missing from my life?
What is missing from your life, Jill? I would like to know the answer to that.
Let me see now. What are my 2018 goals?
As my business partner and life partner, how can I help you your life be better? Why is that funny?
It's not money related.
What is it?
Answer the reality. Question. Oh, answer the question, Claire. Here it comes. No.
No, you're not going to answer
no,
it?
No, well, let me think here. What could... Jack, I got nothing.
What?
I mean, I know it's silly. I'm really trying to think, because I don't want to make up something stupid.
Oh, okay. Well, so if you have nothing, you have nothing.
I'm trying to really think. I mean, we all wish we were, you know, perfect and worked out the right number of days and ate the right way and, you know, whatever. It's silly. No, seriously.
Well, that has
kidding?
Nothing to do with me.
Yeah, because you are perfect.
No, working out has nothing to do with me.
No.
And I'm not perfect. I've never even said that.
I know.
Ever.
I don't know. You know, I'm going to have to think about that and get back to you. Thank goodness it's not the 31st yet. I have a few more days to decide. So can I get back to you on that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, before we get into the actual call and topic, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Joe M. wrote, "Greetings from Beer City, USA. My name is Joe.
It's gotta be Milwaukee.
I love it. And I started investing in rental properties earlier this year. My business partner and I closed 6 multifamily deals since February, all of which are in North Carolina. I recently learned about Land Academy and signed up for the Silver membership yesterday. After listening to the majority of the podcast and hearing the testimonials, I'm beginning to think we've been wasting our time and money with apartments."
Aww. I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh, all good. "Last week, after 2 years of misery, I finished my MBA in finance program. We have a decent amount of capital saved up to get started on our land business. I hope to have our first target market nailed down by the beginning of next week. My goal is to scale this business large enough so I can leave my real job by the end of 2018.
That's what the show's about.
I know it's an ambitious goal, but I feel like it's an achievable stretch. I love analyzing data, working deals, and drinking bourbon, but never in conjunction with one another." That's awesome. "I look forward to our discussions in the forum. Cheers, Joe." Cool.
Analyzing data, working deals, drinking bourbon.
Are all valuable ways to spend your time. Sorry.
If you add anything to do with motor oil, those are my hobbies.
Oh, it's one thing missing?
Yeah.
Throw a motorcycle in there.
Those are my hobbies, too.
Got it. Drinking scotch, though. You're the scotch. I will do a mint julep, though.
Joe, your question is timely, and it's exactly what today's topic is. Today's topic, 2018 financial goals, how we calculate ours, and food for thought for you. This is the actual meat of the show.
Ready.
So, I asked myself 2 very simple questions.
Why am I wearing this? Just kidding. I'm sorry. I can't help it. I'm kind of punchy today.
Are you really heterosexual?
Yes, I feel these questions. Why can I feel my feet?
Why can't I feel my feet?
Yes. I don't know. Every day when I wake up. Where did I leave my car? Just kidding. I'm sorry. Why am I dressed this way?
Oh my God, Jill. Where does this stuff come from?
I don't know.
Why can't you feel your feet?
I don't know. Just, you know, that happens sometimes.
What's my real hair color?
Good, do me. What's mine? That's right.
What's my real haircut?
Go ahead. It's good. Bring it. You got more. Come on.
Jill's been going through a thing right now lately. I just don't. My car's not good enough.
Oh.
She just has to have a better car all the time.
Because every guy who drives by me who's 60 says, nice car. And that's not what you want to hear.
Why can't I feel my feet? Is that you or me? I can't get past that. Can you never ever feel your feet at times?
I can feel my feet.
Are you referring to me?
I don't know.
I can always feel my feet.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway.
Yes, sorry.
Here's the two questions I ask myself. Like, whenever I'm going into anything, like buying a new company or starting a new company, or like, what do I want to happen 12 months from now? Like, how much money, from a balance sheet standpoint, do I want to accumulate? How much equity? And I write the number down. I'm going to use this as an example. Let's just say it's $1 million. And then I say, if it's for real estate, what is the maximum acceptable, the minimum acceptable number that I will, for which I will work on a deal? Meaning, if I'm going to buy this house, I need to be able to, all the stuff and people and whatever's involved, I need to make $10,000 on this flip really fast. So I take those two numbers. Those are the only two numbers you need. I want $1 million a year in 12 months, and I only work on deals where I make 10 grand. You divide the number by 12, which is 83 grand, the $1 million number, and you also divide the ceiling, the flooring, for the amount of money that you're willing to make. And long story short, you need to make eight deals a month, or two deals a week.
That doesn't sound hard.
It doesn't sound hard. We do a lot more than that, let me tell you.
It's not funny.
And most of the people that are successful in our group do more than that. And Jill has a saying, you know, every time I get these cockamamie schemes in my head about this is going to cost this, whatever, she doubles what it's going to take. She just says it's going to cost twice as much, and we're going to generate, from a revenue standpoint, half of what we think. And a lot of times that's what happens. Just if everything goes sideways and you make half of what you want.
Are you okay with that?
So in this case, the numbers come out like, are you okay with having $500,000 in the bank at the end, end of the year, and doing one deal a week? One deal a week? Making 10 grand? If you flip a house wholesale Southern California, you make 100 grand.
Yeah.
So I'm intentionally trying to be conservative about these numbers. That's my point. Oh, well, Jack, you make it sound so easy. Well, it is easy.
Well, do the math yourself. We're not making this up.
It's not that it's not that we make it sound easy. So now we have something that's written down and we're staring at it, right? I just read a thing on the internet that said, if you write down your goals and you write a time frame, you're like 98% more likely to accomplish them.
Well, then the missing 2% then is probably the all the steps, scheduling out, like you said, all the little steps to accomplish those goals.
Not 98%. What I mean is you're 9 times more likely to accomplish your goals is what I mean.
Right.
Yeah, so that's exactly my next point. Jill, you nailed it. What does it take? What's it going to take then to accomplish this stuff? And here's my short answer. Jill's going to give you a long answer in a second.
I am?
Here's what it takes. Whatever it takes.
Right.
Short of breaking the law or breaking your partner's heart or whatever, or being absent in your children's lives, you're going to do whatever it takes to put $1 million in the bank. I'm not here to be Tony Robbins to give you a motivational speech. It's just simple math. If you do a deal, one deal a week, and you net 20 grand, more likely with houses than land, you're going to have $1 million in the bank by the time it's over.
Exactly.
Or you're going to generate $1 million worth of equity. And this is assuming you keep your job and you don't use the money for expenses. It assumes a lot of stuff. Again, well, great, Jack. You make it sound easy. You have to have the right system in place before you start.
That's where you have to back it up and go, all right, now how many mail? What do I have to... Now, how many deals? How many deals do I have to go through? Going through the system at a time. How many mailers do I have to send out? What kind of people do I need to do a deal? Two deals a week, you know, kind of thing. Or one deal. Maybe your number is 20,000, and you're only doing one deal a week. You're making 20,000. That's not crazy, too. You know. and work, and you have to really get down and work that. And then, and that's like Jack said, you know, give you things are going to happen. We all know that stuff. Life gets in the way sometimes, and you have to account for those. So, what if you're, what if you end with $850,000? You didn't fail.
So if you're brand new, you don't know this yet. There's stuff that's going to happen that you can't stand. I can't stand answering the phone. So we hire somebody. Right. I mean, we have full-time staff who does it now. But if you're new, hire a company like Pat Live to answer your phone. And so that every Saturday, you and instruct them to give you all the calls back on the mailers that you sent out. So that you can call the ones back personally that are interested in selling. You don't have to go through all the malarkey. It costs $150 a month at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Some people can't stand to do the mailer. They can't stand to do the mail merge. They don't, they're not interested in learning how. It's a huge roadblock for them. Well, we own a company called Offers to Owners. In response to that disgust, it's not my personal disgust.
Right.
I love doing it. But if you call Offers to Owners, they'll do the mailer for you.
Yeah.
At a buck a unit. A buck.
Oh, they'll pull the data too for a buck.
If you know what you're doing and you just provide the stuff, it's half that price.
Mm-hmm. That's easy.
What else? What else would stop you from this goal besides like life events like children?
So you have to make the time. What would else would stop you? You got the phones.
Find your motivation.
Yeah. Money. Make sure you have the funds.
If you're so, like most people, so incredibly motivated to get the hell out of your job.
Ah, that's pretty good motivation.
That's a huge motivation for me. That's why I started all this.
Do you know what?
I couldn't take my job anymore.
Here's what I've noticed with that on that topic. It's until the first couple deals, I've seen people kind of go, oh, they're like they're hesitant. They're not sure of themselves until they do a couple deals and they go, oh my gosh, I do have this. I'm doing it. I'm working it. And they're like, all right, game on. So you have to force yourself to get those first couple deals done. I know it. Sometimes it's hard. Pick up the phone, talk to the people, talk to the sellers, talk to the buyers, whatever you're doing, you know, that you need to do, just do it. Don't hide from it. And you're going to go. And once you get that money and you see it start growing, you got this.
Put it in a calendar. Seriously, put it in a calendar.
Mm-hmm. Closing those deals. Right. It's not hard. When you put the numbers like that, Jack, that's what. So we're getting ready for the show, and I'm sitting here. I have all these big thoughts on 2018 financial goals and what we want to talk about and share. And then Jack has a really simple little spreadsheet with like 8 boxes. I'm like, that's it.
You know? 8 boxes.
Well, you know what I mean.
8 cells.
8 cells. Sorry.
I can't feel my boxes.
I can't feel my feet. I don't know where I got that.
Either. So, I really don't.
I don't know.
There she goes again.
Oh, my gosh. So, anyway, I'm looking at your numbers. I'm like, well, that's not crazy. So
if you know that it takes 3,000 letters for houses, if you're brand new, to close one deal, and you want to do 8 deals a month, just keep working the numbers backwards.
Yep.
And backwards and backwards and backwards and backwards until you know exactly what you're doing every single day to accomplish it, give or take. You know, you have to be flexible.
Can I tell you a secret too?
Sure.
Once you get going on this path, you will find that these are going to come easier and faster. Once you have, let's just say it's houses. Once you have this established buyer, you just took that work that you were doing on the front end. You had to do this extra work. That just got removed. And now your deals are coming at you faster, the more momentum that you pick up. It just gets easier. This is what I've found. And, you know, you find yourself doing less work once you get the ball rolling.
Once your website's up, mm-hmm. you have a buyer, so you don't think about money any longer. All you have to do is shuffle the paper around and shove the deals toward the buyers because you already know now after doing a couple of deals what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just mechanical. And now you're going to go and do it in another market. That's where we are right now, expanding our Boots on the Ground program, where we're just replicating what we do in Arizona and Southern California everywhere across the country. And it's happening quickly and extremely profitable.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Never leave our desk kind of thing.
Yes.
So just work backwards from those two numbers.
You just shared. That's really valuable. I wanted to touch on, Jack, that a lot of people think that you can't do houses from anywhere. Oh, think again.
Yeah. If you have boots on the ground, you can.
So thank you, Jack.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You're welcome, Jill. I hope you get the feeling back in your face soon.
I'll let you know. Face. I can't feel my face. No, that's not what I said.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another 15 minutes listening to the Jack and Jill Show. Join us tomorrow where we discuss the 24-month millionaire
and
revisit it.
We answer your questions, should you have one, posted on jackjill.com, our online community.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
All right.
Cracking me up.
I don't know.
It's hilarious.
I don't know where I got that. No, that's not happened to me or anyone I know. I don't know. Although I'm sure it's happened to someone that I know. We don't talk about it.
I do want to know what could make your life any better next year, Joe.
Oh, I will think about that.
And I want you to be truthful.
All right. I'm going to think about that.
I love your gut reactions. It has nothing to do with money. And I agree with you there. For us personally, I'm long past that.
Yeah. I mean, how much do you really need? I mean,
the kids are good. There's not, you know, everything's good.
This is something that we should talk about too at some point. How much do we all really need, by the way? Are we all giving back?
Yeah, I agree. We should revisit that.
And paying it forward. You know, I think that's one of the things that our group's really good about. There's a lot of helping and hand-holding and sharing and of resources and money and time. Everybody's giving back a little bit. And you know what? It's making everybody grow that much more.
It's amazing, this group and the feedback that we get. And that's really why we do this, you know, why we fight. I'm going to read very quickly. I'm not going to use the person's name who's been with us not that long. And this is what he says. Just a quick multifamily update. This is a guy who signed on to just do land. And has no access to any other information. Like, he doesn't have the house that's not out yet, the House Academy program. He says, guys, just a quick multifamily update. On an 881-unit mailer, we focused on duplexes and up, meaning duplexes and higher units. There's still a few days left in the time period, but here's this will give you a decent idea. I had one yes, and we passed on the deal. Because it was a duplex turned into an SFR, and there wasn't enough equity to get out of the deal. Six responses of absolutely no, three extremely hateful phone calls, and five counteroffers. We're closing on one counteroffer, a duplex at 130 grand. We offered 120. It comps at 200. And then he goes on to say a lot of extra stuff. And then the other counters came in ranging from 50 to 70% of value. So all in all, $600 in marketing data spent will return about $9,000 profit for him, and the investor will see cash flow potential of about $40,000, depending on how they set up their exit strategy. This is the guy that he's working with, the money guy, who's also a Land Academy member, which cracks me up. Doesn't crack me up. I just think it's great. So our price, and then he goes on to say, which is just near to my heart, because this is what we do. He priced his mailer at the floor, extremely low. He went in at half of what the properties are worth. So then he goes on to say, and I'm not going to read it directly, that he's going to remail that area with some more realistic
numbers,
more realistic acquisition prices.
And I love it.
I'm sure a few more deals will come out of it. This is 800 unit mailer.
It's hilarious.
I would never send an 800 unit.
I know, but he had a strategic 8, criteria apparently for that guy, and I love it.
And it must have been like, mail these three blocks.
Yep. I love it. Thank you for sharing that, Jack. That
was
awesome. Hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, rate us there. We are Jack and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.